Dear friends in Jesus Christ, I know it is a little cold, but thank you for your understanding. If everything is appropriate, we will place the new boiler on Monday. And from Monday onwards, we will have the new heating system. And Brian will say to you at the end of the Mass about the further stage. Anyway, just to thank you for your presence, understanding, and the help. Actually, today's gospel is a passage, more or less to say, the last teaching of Jesus. It's about the end of time. Better to say the second coming of Jesus. Next Sunday, we will celebrate Christ the Savior, the Universal King. Thereafter, we begin the Advent season. So it's a very graceful time. And today, we in our country celebrate the Remembrance Sunday. Millions of poppies have been sold. What does it symbolize? It symbolizes a memory of sacrifice, pain, difficulties. If you can just recollect your mind, our parents, even forefathers or generations, how they suffered for our country. It's a national opportunity to remember the service, sacrifice, all those who have defended our freedom, protected our way of life. Especially today we remember the armed forces and all forces, the army and their families, those who have lost their lives as a result of conflict or even terrorism. We are remembering the Mass, the sacrifice and the suffering, those who died in the war. They will be always present to us. Some people, our loved one, dear one, some may be anonymous, whom nobody has to pray now. We take the constant example of the services, sacrifice, duty, the courage, the pain, suffering. In another sense, we are the generational blessing of the pain, courage, suffering, sacrifice of our family members or parents or whoever stood for our nation. We pray for them, especially in the month of November. Our thoughts are always to all the departed souls. On this Wednesday, we will have a special service for all our parishioners, those who have died in this year, evening at 7 o'clock. But today we say prayers, thoughts, and thanksgiving to all people, those who have left in the wars. Our primary thought is the second coming of Jesus. If you can just think of when the priest, after the consecration, the bell rings, thereafter we say three key words. We say, like this, we proclaim, in your death, O Lord. We profess your resurrection until you come again. So every Mass, we pray for the second coming of Jesus. For a Christian, death is not to be feared. It is a time, the second coming is a time of glory. It's a time of hope. Just like those who left the life in this world gave hope, it's a time to be hoped for. Even at the time of St. Paul, people were thinking, even St. Paul thought of Jesus would come during his time. So that is, there was an uncertainty. What does it mean, implied to us? The Lord says, I will come. And I just quote C.S. Lewis, the great philosopher, theologian. He says, there are only two kinds of people in the end. Those who say to God, thy will be done. And those to whom God says in the end, thy will be done. We just ask, what will be our position? Even in the first centuries, the people prayed Maranatha. That was the best prayer they prayed. Let Lord come. Because the Lord is seeing all our action. In Matthew chapter 25th, we say, the Lord is coming in glory, and he will sit on the throne. He will separate the evil and the good. Only separation. At the end, only a separation is happening. What does it mean? Each and every action already has been decided, already bring the fruit. So, the second coming is a time not to be afraid for Christian, but it will be a glorified time to be hoped. Better to say, our life is a life of hope. There is a Lord who comes, takes us, give the heavenly blessing. That's what we say in the Mass. We proclaim your resurrection, Lord, and we await the second coming. And secondly, I just want to say, after the profession of faith, children will come and they will go to the remembrance or the remembrance garden. They will lay poppies. It's a time, it's a sign that we are entrusting our prayers to all those who have stood for our country. And thereafter the veterans lay wreath and roll of honor. Thereafter the reading for the fallen, then we stay 1 minute silence. Then the last post, thereafter we come for the prayer of the faithful, and then we continue the Mass. So also, I thank you for your generous support. You know, the heating wasn't functioning for 2-3 weeks. I take the opportunity to thank you, especially for your generous support. I have placed two boxes, one in front of the altar, one there, another two. Everywhere you move, there are. So you won't say that there are no possibility to place the donation. I placed it everywhere. Not much more than. I thank you for your generous support. Today morning, one of our parishioners, I wouldn't say her name, but she came and she gave £1,000. That made me to celebrate this Eucharist in a very happy manner. No, I mean, people are so generous in that sense. I'm sure that your contribution, your single penny, would support our church. Let's pray for all our departed brothers and sisters, and we live in hope. Shall we stand up for the... Shall we say together, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess So when the children come out, we go to the remembrance. Thereafter, we place the puppies and we do. Dennis will do the wreath, and Chris will do the last post prayers as well. So,
when the children come out, they have all coloured poppies and they've been hung on the tree, I believe, or will be for those that aren't there at the moment. We try very much to get the children involved because it is important that remembrance goes on. And I always like to tell you why we pick certain people for certain things. Denise is representing the widows and spouse of servicemen. And the lady from Poland that volunteered is there to represent Poland, because they have been so generous in taking in the casualties of war, not just physically, but all the displaced people. And it's important that we remember them as well.